You know, yesterday we talked about a job market that's so bad that some Americans have simply given up on looking for a new job. And we put this to you, and we got an amazing response from many of our listeners. Don Jones wrote on the website, "There's a palpable bias against applicants in their 50s and 60s. I was told by the Michigan unemployment counselors to hide my age on my resume. I was also told they're hiring for truck driving and medical, but the medical industry doesn't like to hire older workers."
That hurts.
Yeah, and also we got this response from Mary in Florida.
My name is Mary DeNunzio. I live in Hollywood, Florida. After I lost my job and was replaced by someone who made a lot less money than me, I was working part-time for 2 years and 4 months before I finally found full-time employment. And when I did, it was at about 60% of the salary that I was making before.
Permanent changes in the economy.
You know,
permanent
and in fact, we got Mary a there. Lot of comments from listeners in Florida. Here's another one.
Hi, I'm Mariella from Miami. I was unemployed for 6 months and was fortunately hired by one agency. And just recently, after 6 months of that job, I found another job. My point is, you kind of take what you can and you become a productive member of society.
You know, you hold on and try to keep from becoming what we were talking about yesterday, that category of workers, discouraged workers, where you just give up, where you stop looking altogether.
Right. But
and we've got another response actually from Florida on that precise subject.
Hi, my name is Mike, and I'm a contractor in Palm Beach County. And the fact of the matter is, I can't give up because what are you going to do? Sit around and do nothing? You have to keep trying because the only time you actually fail is when you quit trying. There's hope.
And Mike has it down there in Palm Beach. You know, it would be interesting if the federal government asked me, have you given up working? I don't know if I would tell them. I would say, well, I'm still trying. I'm pretty bummed out.
In
but
most
I'm still trying.
States, you have to be
yeah.
looking for work
right,
in order
exactly.
to qualify for social exactly. services. But we do want to continue to hear your stories on this. Give us a call at 8778-MYTAKE. You can also post a comment at our website, thetakeaway.org.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.